This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1552. Avoid flawed pronunciation with today's tips about past tense.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection, with your American host, Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz, and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, coming to you from Arizona and Colorado, USA. When it comes to English pronunciation, how can you know if the past tense of a verb is voiced or voiceless, or if it ends in "-id"? Get all of the fun rules today to sound natural and native when you talk about the past in English. How do you know whether to use the word absolutely or definitely? What can you say in English when people keep mispronouncing your name? These are just a few of the connection topics that are coming up in the next few weeks on All Ears English. But you will miss these episodes if you don't hit the follow button. So hit that follow button on All Ears English now, wherever you listen. You'll get new episodes 5 days a week. And thank you for listening to our show. How's it going, Aubrey? How are you feeling today?
I'm great. How are you, Lindsay?
I'm feeling good. You know, I love podcasting. So if I'm on the mic, I'm usually pretty happy. So
just happy no matter what. All could be terrible in the world, but we're recording a podcast, so we're happy.
That's right. That's right. That's but we're back to pronunciation today in this series, right, on pronunciation. So glad to be here.
Yes, we told you guys we were going to do this one, the sort of a continuation of the past tense with ED, because sometimes it sounds like D, duh, or id, like sometimes it makes a second syllable. So we're going to talk to you guys about when that happens today. This is a good one.
I know. And we've done a couple of other ones, right? For our listeners, maybe they're brand new listeners or they're just finding this series. What were those episodes that we did?
Yes. So the last one we did was number 1543. No, the first one was 1543 and then 1548. So check those out. Those are the other two in this series. And it's all about pronouncing the letter T in the American native accent. We had a student ask a really good question about this. And last time we talked about when ED in the past sounds like T. And today we're talking about the rest of ED when it sounds like D.
Exactly. And guys, if you love these episodes on pronunciation, then let us know. Send me an email, lindsay@allearsenglish.com. Let me know your pronunciation question because we can definitely cover pronunciation a lot more on this show. Right, Aubrey?
Yeah, this is such a good opportunity to do that, where you're hearing the audio, you're hearing specifically how things are pronounced and why they're pronounced that way. So yeah, let us know if these are helpful for you and you like them. Yeah, send us an email.
Yeah, it's even better if you're using the app, right? Use the app so you can see the transcripts in there. But I want to let you guys know that you can take our simple fluency quiz, a 2-minute quiz, and get your fluency score. Aubrey, what is a fluency score?
Yes, that means you find out what is your level of English. Are you at about 50%? Are you at 80% of how much you understand and are able to communicate? So find out today. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score, and you'll also get free resources that we made that are specific to your level.
So cool. So cool. Go there, guys, and take that quiz real quick. So, all right, what is the rule that we're getting into then today, Aubrey?
Okay, so now we're talking about voiced sounds, because if the verb base ends in a voiced sound, then the ED sounds like D.
Yes.
So we talked a little bit about this last time. If you guys missed it, voiced sounds use the vocal cords. So if you touch your throat, you hear or you feel a vibration or humming. For example, L, N, all the ones we're talking about today are voiced sounds, whereas voiceless does not make that sound.
Yeah, exactly. And we made a funny comment last week that it's kind of crazy to go around the world with your hand on your throat. But guys, you know, you don't have to do that. We wouldn't ask anyone to do that. But you can start to feel it in your voice. Just start to notice what your vocal cords feel like when you're saying these different sounds and just, you know, work from there.
Exactly, right? So the first one is L, which is a voiced sound. So for the words rolled, called. You hear how that ED makes that duh sound because the letter right before, the sound right before the ED is a voiced sound.
Okay. The ol sound, right? That's in our throats. That's voiced. Yeah. I can feel my vocal cords kind of moving up and down when I do that for sure. For sure.
Yep.
Okay. The next one, also voiced, right? N, right? The n sound.
Yep.
So the words, some sample words, guys, would be pinned. What does that word mean, Aubrey? Pinned.
Well, I think of wrestling. Someone's wrestling and they pin someone to the floor. If they're like holding them down, they would be pinned.
Yes.
I'll do that to my kids sometimes. They love to wrestle. I'll like wrestle them and just pin them to the ground. And they fight to try and get free.
That's fun. That's awesome. I love that. So that's a good example word, guys. That one might be new for you. So write it down. And then cleaned. We all know this word. Do you like to clean?
Yes. Unfortunately. No, I hate cleaning. Do you like to clean? Does anyone like to clean?
No, no. I like it better when I can see the results of my work.
For sure.
You know what I mean? As opposed to living in a place that's cramped and you just can't see the difference.
Oh, I love the feeling of a clean house.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't like actually doing the cleaning, but it's a necessary evil.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. What's another one?
So the next one is R. Cared, offered. Mm-hmm. And you hear that, you feel it in your throat. And so it makes that duh.
Yeah, I love it. And then the next one is the J sound. So J, I can feel my throat moving up and down. Some words here are raged and damaged. Okay.
Yes. Are you a road rage driver? I'm curious. You get
Am
angry.
Am I road raged? Interesting with the past tense.
Have you ever been road raged?
Oh, good question. I don't tend to get that, but like every once in a while I'll get mad. But no, I don't really act on road rage. It's terrifying.
That's
not
good.
So much.
I'll see other things
I've been enraged at, right? We add an E-N. It becomes enraged. So
yep,
that's good.
And again, yep, enraged. Yeah. I definitely can get enraged, but not really driving. I feel like I'm a pretty calm driver. So
what makes
good.
You enraged,
for the most
Aubrey?
Part. Social injustice makes me enraged.
Interesting. Yeah. That makes sense. So these days are tough because there's a lot of injustice in the world right now.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's that feeling of a little bit of helplessness, of not knowing exactly what to do to make a difference that is enraging because you're frustrated with yourself and you're frustrated with society and it's much bigger.
Oh yeah.
Overall, right?
That makes sense. Interesting. Okay, good stuff. Maybe we'll revisit that another day, that topic, just as a conversation topic. Who knows?
That would be good, yeah.
Right?
Okay, so the next one is V for the letter V, like grieved and loved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect. Okay, you guys know those words, hopefully. And then the next one is the Z sound, but it's written as an S sometimes, right?
Yeah, sometimes as an S, like abused and used.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes as a Z. With the same sound, amazed and crazed.
Yeah.
It's the same sound, but written with a Z. But either way, for both S and Z, it's the sound that matters. So both the ED sounds like duh.
Got it. When I think of the word crazed, I think of like a crazed fan, you know, like a groupie for a music band or something. A crazed fan that just like follows around this group and just loves them so much.
Yeah, so much. Good and bad, right?
Yeah, good and bad. Exactly.
You taking the IELTS exam in 2021? If so, go over and hit follow on the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. To get top expertise and advice on how to get your 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. So go over and follow the IELTS Energy podcast and we'll see you over there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, the next one is W, the W sound. But when it is, sometimes it's a little silent, like flawed. You don't actually pronounce that W at all, flawed.
Okay.
But sometimes you do, like followed, you hear the W. Either way, it sounds like D.
Yeah, I think this word flaw,
Do you have any flaws, Aubrey, or do you consider yourself a flawed person?
I am a flawed person. That would take quite an ego for anyone to say that they're not a flawed person, right? I certainly have my flaws.
We haven't seen any of them. No?
I don't know. You know, I have some, I think my worst flaws, this is really opening a can here.
All right, here we go. We're ready. Our listeners are ready.
Sometimes I feel like I expect too much of others to my detriment. Like if I'm a very dependable person, I want everyone else to be dependable. Yep. And it's like I'm setting the standard too high so that I'm either disappointed or frustrated with friends that I shouldn't be. I should give them a little grace, be a little more patient and understanding. So I'm working on that. Don't expect so much.
And that's good that you recognize that, though. Yes, that's really least. Yeah, that's important. It can be really frustrating when people don't live up to our expectations, right?
Yeah, but at least I recognize that flaw, so I can tone it down a little.
Yeah, I love that. I think my biggest flaw is that I'm too hard on myself. Like I have pretty high expectations, and I always think I could have done better. It's always that feeling, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That can gnaw at you for sure. For sure. Okay. Let's do the next one.
One last one, right? It's the sound that is made sometimes by Y and sometimes by E-I-G-H. Mm-hmm. A, like obeyed, which is written with Y-E-D, and then weighed, which is the E-I-G-H-E-D.
Yeah. So a lot of vowel sounds going on today here, right?
Yes.
The W, the Y, the A sound. Guys, you're going to want the transcripts for this. Make sure you have your hands on the transcripts as you're reviewing today's episode so you can see these words, okay?
Yes, exactly, right? Okay, and then we have a very simple rule for the last sound that ED can make when it sounds like id and is a separate syllable. Okay. It's if the verb base ends in t or d, T or D, right? So for example, created, wanted, hated. You hear how it makes it two syllables.
Got it. It feels like this is the lowest hanging fruit. Like you guys can master this right away, right? This is the
simplest one. It's like you were mentioning on the last episode, we do hear natives sometimes do this when they shouldn't, right? You'll turn a word into two syllables when it shouldn't. And this is why it's confusing, because sometimes it is, right? Yeah. But now you know to watch. If that verb base ends in T or D, that's the only time it should sound like two syllables.
Yeah, you mean you hear students doing it. For sure, I do. I've heard that before. We don't want to do that. We want to make sure, guys, just think of it. It's simple. T or D, you get the id. Okay. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
For D, some sample words are weeded, pleaded, or guarded.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Should we do a role play?
Sure. Why not?
All right. I'll start us out. Okay. I was really productive this morning. I rolled out of bed and immediately cleaned my bathroom and then weeded our backyard.
Oh, nice.
So proud of myself.
Very productive. Very productive. I'll say, oh, nice. I called my mom and we had a great chat.
I'm always amazed how much time can go by, and suddenly I realize I haven't talked to my mom in a while. I used to call her every week.
Oh, a friend once offered some advice that if you have 5 minutes free, you should reach out and catch up with someone, because 5 minutes is enough to show them you cared enough to think of them.
Yes. If I had followed that advice, I'd be much closer to friends from my youth. I've grieved for relationships that were damaged just because I didn't stay in touch.
Oh, it happens to the best of us. We're all flawed.
Yes, nice. All right, let's talk about the words we use. So I said I rolled out of bed and immediately cleaned my bathroom. Look at me cleaning and weeded our backyard. So the first two, rolled and cleaned, are that first verb where it sounds like duh.
Yeah.
And then weeded is where it ends with a D, you notice. So it becomes two syllables.
Yep. So that's that easy rule that we gave you at the very end, guys. If it ends in the T or the D, we have the id. Okay, cool. And then I said I called my mom. So with that one, that sounds like the voiced one. Is that the voiced one? Called my mom.
Yeah. These are all that sound right before the duh is the voiced sound. So every one of these we're pointing at. Yep. So called. Yep. Okay. And then amazed with the Z.
Yep. And then a friend once offered, right? The sound, offered some advice. So the voiced sound right there.
And then you said that 5 minutes is enough to show them you cared enough to think of them. A friend actually did give me this advice. I was like, I'm not staying in touch with people.
Yeah.
And a friend said, if you have 5 minutes, you can call in. You'd be surprised how long of a conversation you can have in 5 minutes. And you really feel like you care about them enough to chat and catch up a little bit. And so I've started doing that. If I'm driving or if I just have 5 minutes, call somebody.
Oh, I like that advice. I've also lost some friends from just being lazy. It's such a shame, right?
We have to stay in touch. Yeah.
Good one. Good one.
And then I said, if I'd followed that advice, And I said, I've grieved for relationships that were damaged just because I didn't stay in touch. And this, I sort of just threw this in the role play because I wanted to say damaged, but yeah. I don't know that it's interesting to talk about a relationship being damaged. It usually is something that's more proactively hurtful that happens for a relationship to really be damaged. If yeah. we were just talking about not staying in touch, we'd probably say like, I've lost touch. I don't feel like yeah. I have a strong relationship anymore. Mm-hmm. But to talk about a damaged relationship, probably one of you did something hurtful.
Exactly. So that doesn't exactly work there, but it could, you know, something like drifted apart, right? We've drifted mm-hmm. apart. Words like that. We could do another episode on how to say that a relationship is kind of moved Ooh. In different directions.
Right? Yeah, good idea.
Yeah.
And so then cool. your last one.
I said, it happens to the best of us. We're all flawed. What a statement to finish up.
It's true. But, you know, may as well own it, admit it, and be okay
may
with
as
it.
Well own it. Yeah,
exactly. At least we're aware of our flaws.
We're aware of our flaws. You need to, yeah, that is the first step in fixing our flaws. There you go. Exactly. So guys, these are some great examples of that voiced sound. I love that.
Yes. And yeah, that's the thing is we just want you to be confident in your pronunciation. Mm-hmm. Take the time to practice these. Definitely check out the transcripts so that you're comfortable with these and you have that confidence to start conversations, to make connections, and know that you're using the correct pronunciation.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's so true. And so take this episode, go and start observing, go turn on maybe Friends, if you can get it on Netflix or something, I don't know, a TV show, and start to notice these past tenses, how people are pronouncing the past tenses, and then try to put them in the categories. That'll be your first step, right? To really yes. being able to pronounce them correctly. Don't you think, Aubrey?
Exactly. Right. It's so fascinating that one question about how the letter T is pronounced can be in a series of three podcasts because it is tricky. There's so many different nuances. Just to the letter T. So I'm glad you guys were able to, you know, check out the episodes if you missed them. And yeah, practice using T like an American.
Exactly. And guys, this show is for you guys. So send your questions in. We want to know what you want to learn on this show. So send your questions to lindsay@allearsenglish.com and go get your fluency score right now. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. So good. So good.
Yes. Thanks, Lindsay. This was a fun series.
Thanks, Aubrey. Good times. Good times. I'll see you in the next one.
All right. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.